Hello?
Hi, is this Sheila?
Yes.
Hi, Sheila. This is Sheila from Family First Care LLC. I'm calling in regards to helping you get onto the waiver program. I know that you spoke to a colleague of mine, Stella.
Wait a minute. I don't know why this dog is barking. Let me leave the room. Don't follow me in here. Go ahead.
No, so we're just following up on a call that was made. Are you still interested in trying to get onto the waiver program?
What's the waiver program?
It allows you to choose a member to be a caregiver for you, either
family. Oh, yeah. You're the one I talked to yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm still interested.
Okay. Well, it is. So I would be your enrollment coordinator. My name is Shira. If you have any questions, concerns, you know, I'm here to help you. My job is to walk you through the enrollment process and help you get onto the waiver. And then we would employ Robert Moses to be our caregiver. Now, the county is going to need some financial information. This is something that anybody who wants to get onto the program needs to submit. It's not personal. So what I usually like to do is go down that list, see what applies to you, and then we would start trying to gather that information. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions before I continue?
No.
Okay. So first off, again, these questions are from the county, not from me. It's, like, not personal at all. I do this with everyone. So let's try and get this done. So are you married, divorced, anything like that?
Separated.
But were you ever – are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
Last name, that word you have said, the name that need to come off my list.
Okay. Do you have a burial account agreement? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you repeat that, please?
Do you have a burial account agreement?
Yeah, I do. A burial account?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So they're going to need, the county's going to need irrevocable and revocable statements of irrevocability, value, and date it was created. Okay.
Okay.
Do you understand what that means?
Yeah, the day I signed up for the insurance?
Yeah, so they need the burial account agreement, irrevocable and revocable information owned by you, and the statement of irrevocability and value and date it was created.
Okay. Right.
If you don't understand, you just let me know because I really want to help you out here.
I understand.
Okay. Are you writing this down as well?
Actually,
I can send
I got the book in my hand. I got the book in my hand, and now I got a pen.
Okay. So you need a burial account agreement is needed. You would know how to get that?
From the letters, I guess, that they send me.
Who do you have a burial account agreement with?
I have one with the school district for when I retired. I got one with them.
Okay.
And then I have a personal one with Mutual of Omaha.
Okay. Fine. So I'll send you a update. The number I called, can it receive text messages? Yeah?
Yeah. My number, you can receive, I can receive text messages.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a whole message of what is going to be needed. Now, on top of that, do you own your home?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have life insurance?
Yes, that's what I was talking about, Mutual of Omaha.
Well, that's not a burial
district
account.
Are you talking about life insurance?
Well, burial account and life insurance are two different things, okay? So,
well,
again,
explain that to me. Well,
life insurance is something that you have when you pass on. I guess your loved ones can be able to get some money.
That's the only thing I have then. I only have death benefits.
Okay.
That's all I have.
A burial account agreement is something when you have money put aside for your burial and everything like that.
Oh, no. Nope. Okay. That's why I'm paying Life insurance.
Okay, so they're going to need face, current face, and cash value of that life insurance.
It's only $20,000, and the school district is, I think, is $6,000.
They're going to need that paperwork, okay, of proof
okay.
of that.
Why do they need all that? Because it ain't going. Who is going to fall on? It ain't going to fall on the state if I pass away. They only give you what, $255 or something like that.
So the county needs to know this information just for your financials. It's, I don't know why specifically this, but it's part of the procedure that everyone has to go through. It's not personal.
Okay, I got you.
But I know it's annoying. I can attest to that. All right, let me just see what else is needed. Do you make more than $2,980 a month?
No, I get disability.
And do you have more than $8,000 in your savings account?
I wish. No, I don't.
Okay. Do you own any vehicles?
No, I don't.
Do you have a bank account under your name?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So this is going to get a little complicated, so just listen. From 2020 to 2023, you need two bank statements from January and June.
From 2023?
From 2020.
Oh, my God. Bank statements.
Yeah.
First of all, one account I closed down in 22, so that account don't even exist anymore.
So you're going to need a letter of closure for that bank.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I know.
So that means I got to call the bank or go to the bank? That's just too much footwork.
I know. On a good side, they have to give it to you. Because if you say it's for Medicaid in the county, they have to give it to you for free. So that's an upside. But I can help you as much as I can. I can try calling in with you, and we can do it together. I mean, there's a whole lot of financial statements that are needed. So that's just that. You also need from 2023 to present all the statements that you have with your bank account. On top of that, do you have a retirement account, 401k?
No.
Okay. Do you have a monthly gross income, Social Security, SSI, pensions, annuities, rental homes, dividends, interest, wages, anything like that?
I get Social Security, and I get $200 pension from the school district.
I'm not sure what the school district is. I'm not sure. Did you work for the school?
The school district of Philadelphia, yeah. I was NTA school police.
Okay. So that's the first step. I also would love to schedule to have, first what usually happens is you have to be medically approved, and then they're going to see if you're financially approved. What I would like to do first is see if the doctors will reach out to you. We have to fill out the form needed, okay, for the approval.
Uh-huh.
So I don't mind having one of our doctors reach out to you and doing it with you over the phone. So you don't have to run to an appointment if you're comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, it wasn't y'all. I'm sorry. It wasn't y'all. It was insurance people.
What's your legal last name right now?
Brunson. Brunson - Woodruff, Woodruff.
Okay. So any questions about all of this? I know it's a lot.
Nah.
Okay.
Everybody want to know your business before they give you a nickel.
Here, let me put down this number. They're going to try and reach out to you with the number I called you. I'm going to send you a kind of a preview. I'm going to send you, a text message of everything we discussed. So you'll have that on file. And then, you're also going to need the award letter from Social Security from when you started getting that, the services. And then I just put in a request for the telehealth. So that's good. And I guess give me a text back if you need any more explanation on anything, okay?
You said he put in for the what? Something else?
I put in for the doctor to reach out to you for filling out the form. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But
because that's what all I had to do was call the doctor and but yeah, I guess y'all. I thought y'all send out forms for me to take to the doctor.
Yeah,
but that's
well,
okay.
The broker will do that as well, but just to have a form on file, this gets it a little faster. It's the same thing.
Right.
Now, Sheila, what I would like to do is try and get as much of the financial paperwork together as soon as we can. So from
mm-hmm.
everything I mentioned, what do you think you're going to have a hard time getting, or what's something that you think will be easier for you to get?
The hardest thing probably for me to get is a letter from the Freedom Credit Union, stating that I don't have an account with them anymore.
A letter of closure, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll help you with that. What bank accounts were you with in 2020 to present?
I was with Freedom Credit Union, and then in 24, I switched over to PNC Bank.
PNC. So for PNC Bank, try and get all the bank statements from 2024 all the way to now. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Thank you. The bank is right down the street.
Okay.
The bank is closed. But the Freedom Credit Union, that's in a whole other county.
That's fine. So for the bank account, the PNC Bank, and I want you to collect all the bank statements from 2024 to present.
Oh, my God.
Now they have
that's
to give it
the, that's,
I'm sorry.
I know they'll give it to me, but I need it from 20 what?
2024
when I got it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I will touch base with you again on Friday. Give me an update then on where you're holding, and we'll move on from there.
Why are they going back 5 years?
I know. It's part of their procedure. It's for everyone. I don't know the real reason to it. It's just they have to see financially if you really qualify for the program, and this, unfortunately, is part of the procedure. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I'm here to help you. I'm going to shoot you a text now. Just respond that you
can okay.
it, and I'll touch base with you again on Friday. Give me an update on where you're holding, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Have a great day, Sheila. Stay warm.
You too. You
Be
too.
Well. Bye.
All right.